anytime you're struggling, anything like that is good. You'll take it. But yes, the speed definitely is what makes that possible.
The final, I guess it's more than inning, but the eighth and the ninth where Ed made some plays, the pass ball allows a run to come in, and then you guys take advantage of a pass ball. Just how you kind of have to maximize opportunities in a game like that.
Yeah, right now that's exactly what's going on. Just try to maximize every opportunity. To your point on the defensive side, the ball down the line and then the pass ball is just cost us. But we were able to come back and find a way. The guys, they grinded today. That was a tough game. It's a good win.
How great was it to see Cabrera get out of that jam?
It was really good. He had a really good, clear game plan against Escobar there. He executed very well. But that was a nice out and bound for sure.
Cabby, just what are your observations from the big three in Cabrera, Helsley, and Gio? Maybe not the sharpest command we've seen from Helsley, but yeah. All three showed some pretty good poise out there.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You're not going to throw up zeros every time out. Most of the time you will with those three guys, but when you don't, their ability to keep their composure and still slow the game down is huge. And we were always, that's what we saw. Yeah.
What makes Cabby the guy you go to in that spot?
I actually had him ready for the next guy, but the reality is, do I want a lefty on Escobar? No. He's much better from the right side, but at that point, Palante couldn't find a strike with any of his pitches, so I didn't want to walk a run in, took our chance, and Cabby executed well.
So you hear from the, I mean, that's a pretty big bullet of the die, the way you're describing it.
Yeah, it wasn't ideal at all, and Cabby came up big, yeah, because that's not the ideal matchup.
What did you see from Mats today? Couple runs,
but
both on home and no walks.
Yeah, no walks. Attacked the zone, 1-1-1 count, mixed in a decent amount of curveballs today. Was able to steal some strikes with it and get into some counts with it. Changeup was in play, a lot of ground ball outs, but overall was more on the attack.
How good was it to see everything was peaceful, even Stubby Flap and P. Alonzo did fist bumps?
Great. Yeah.
How valuable is Brendan Donovan to this club and his ability to get on base?
It's really good. There's a ton of value there. We always describe this guy as a gamer because he just finds ways to win. That was a really big at-bat there, left on left. He's doing a lot of things right now.
Did you ever get engaged on Monday?
I did not. That's good stuff.
Yeah.
Man, last note. Thanks, Woody.
Yep. You gotta check Twitter, man.
Yeah. I'll get on there more often. Yeah.
Circle back on O'Neill. We talked before the game about kind of trying to mentally get him right. What's the net effect of today on him, you think?
We'll find out. I mean, it's a matter of how we respond to days like that. He's had a tough run up to this point, and it's going to be a matter of him waking up tomorrow morning, and he can respond two ways. He can give in, or he could keep pushing. That was a tough one, but it's part of this game. It's a tough game, so we'll see how he responds, but I bet on him responding well.